All right. So we're going to talk a little bit about relationships today. It's so funny how whatever you're going through affects your relationships. And that seems like an obvious statement, but it's funny how, let's say, some things don't change. It's I can gauge my mental well-being and how I've been treating myself and what I've been going through by how I react to my kids. Because they're always going to need, and want.
Yeah.
And there's some days when I can totally roll with that, and it is fine, and everything is great and wonderful. There's some days when I absolutely feel overwhelmed, and it's too much. It's just too much. Did they change their behavior? No. Did something inside me change? Yes. And the same thing happens in relationships. Like, you adore your partner or your best friend or your parents or your kids or your siblings. So sometimes, though, they drive you up the wall. And suddenly your significant other's loud chewing makes you want to scream. Or your girlfriend's constant need for reassurance just drains you that day. It's not just you. The closer we are to someone, the more they have the power to irritate us. This is according to psychologists. But understanding why can turn those annoyances into moments of connection rather than conflict. Being triggered by the people that are closest to you isn't a sign necessarily that something's wrong. And I'm talking about normal things. I'm not talking about anyone being abusive verbally, physically. I'm talking about the little things that didn't used to bother you. It is a natural part of being human. The more we care, the more deeply we feel. And sometimes that just includes irritation. I actually like that because we all go through phases in relationships that are based on how we're feeling, not changes in the relationship itself. Familiarity breeds irritation. At the start of the relationship, you overlook those quirks. You might even find them charming. You know, oh, they don't make plans. We're going to go off and do this thing. And eventually you're just like, I wish you would just lock this down. I wish we would just plan this today. Our brains become accustomed to someone's patterns. And sometimes those quirks can start to irritate us. And the things that annoy us in others can often highlight something we struggle with ourselves. I'm sure you've heard the word projection before. We see in others what we don't want to face in ourselves. So if somebody else's behavior is starting to trigger, you ask, what part of me is reacting? Sometimes that frustration is really about ourselves. Your past experiences shape who you are and how you interpret present interaction. So if somebody hurt you in the past, you may be more sensitive to behaviors that remind you of them. Yeah. Let's say you grew up in a very critical environment and you're somebody close to you suggests something. Maybe it's an alternative to something you want to do. Maybe it's an opposing idea to something you're involved in. Maybe it's like the slightest helpful criticism. You may feel really, really defensive. So you have to ask yourself, am I responding to what's happening now? Or is this really something? Is this something worth being upset about, or am I reacting to something from my past? This is like we talked about yesterday, zooming out. You have to look at it not for, ooh, what you're feeling right in that second. You say, wait a second, is this something that I'm upset about? Is this chewing? Is this bringing up a change of plans? Is this something that I'm currently upset about, or does this have to do with something else entirely? Loving somebody doesn't mean they won't annoy you. It just means you're human. And when you understand why certain behaviors trigger you, you can shift from irritation to insight, and that can give you more patience. It can give you more understanding of them. It can give you more understanding of yourself, your relationship. It can bring you closer rather than pushing you apart. So just something to keep in mind today as we interact with these relationships, because things come up and then they fade away. It's just a little roller coaster. Sometimes you can look at it through a different eye, and hopefully it helps.